Good evening, everyone. It's time to take charge of your life. Hello, this is marriage and family therapist Eleanor Barbaro, your host, inviting you to take charge of your life on WDIY. The theme of this program is that so many events in life happen to us over which we have no control. Our only control is our response to life's situations. It is often said that 90% of life's events happen to us, and 10% is what we make happen. Tonight we talk about a therapy that's possible to receive without being present in the therapist's room or office. This therapy is called Reiki, and while you don't have to be present in the therapist's office, you do have to be a willing receiver or recipient of the therapy. To help us understand more about Reiki and how it works is my guest this evening, Renee Aulage. Renee Aulage is a certified aroma freedom technique practitioner, a Reiki practitioner, a transition specialist, and owner of Reiki for Transitions. And she has 20 years of experience as a master herbalist and 12 years as a Reiki master teacher. She has taught natural health classes from Marywood University's Senior Lecture Program and alternative therapy classes in the North Pocono Public Library. It is a pleasure to welcome Renee Aulage to take charge of our lives to help us understand how Reiki therapy works. Welcome, Renee Aulage.
Oh, thank you, Ellie. I am so blessed to be here, and I'm very excited to talk about Reiki tonight.
Well, I am too, because I don't know how many people know about Reiki. I know that sometimes when I become I have something bothering me or I'm upset, I have a son who does Reiki therapy. He says, Mom, would you like me to send you some Reiki? I said, sure, Adam, fantastic. And that works. How did you become interested in Reiki therapy?
Well, that's a great question. A long time ago when I was about like 25, 30 years old, I would suffer from migraine headaches terribly. And there's really nothing that I ever tried that once I had a headache would get rid of it. I just kind of had to go into a dark room, curl up in a little ball, and wait for it to disappear. Well, one day I came home from work and I had a migraine that was just starting. And my boyfriend at the time, who's now my husband, asked me if I would like to try Reiki. And I was like, I will try anything if it will get rid of this headache, because migraines are awful. And he put his hands on top of my head and told me to relax, and he told me what Reiki was, and 20 minutes later, my headache was gone. Oh. And I was just like, I have to learn how to do that, because like I said, nothing removed my migraine headache like that before. And I had medications, I had, meditations, I tried all kinds of different things, and the Reiki really helped.
So your husband-to-be also practiced Reiki?
He did. He doesn't currently practice it, but he was attuned to the second level when he gave me Reiki, and then he introduced me to his instructor, and I became attuned to Reiki.
Now, in my introduction, I mentioned that you really don't have to be present in your office to receive Reiki. You can do it without being present. Do you find that to be true?
It is possible, and it is true. Reiki is a life force energy. It's everywhere. It's in us. It's around us. It's in everything. Everything that's living has this life force energy. And it doesn't know time and space. And I could talk a little bit about that on a quantum level, but that might be a little bit too in-depth.
Well, I was wondering, you've also practiced in nursing homes. You practice in a nursing home in the Stroudsburg area or the Pocono area?
I do volunteer my Reiki services to a local nursing home here in the Pocono area. And it's been very rewarding. I have a whole list of residents at the nursing home that get Reiki when I come and see them.
And can you give us an example of how Reiki was really very effective in the healing of one of the residents at the nursing home?
I certainly can. The the residents at the nursing home are all a little bit different. They're all there for different reasons. But the one person that I am particularly thinking about was there for physical therapy. She had had surgery on her foot and lost a couple of her toes, and she was there just to go through physical therapy until she was ready to go back home. So when I first met her, she was so angry because she was there, her foot was not healing, and the physical therapy was so painful with her foot not healing properly. And she was terribly angry, very, very strong anger she had. And I told her, I said, what you really need to do is to redirect that anger to your foot and tell it to start healing. You're wasting all of that vibrant energy by just being angry and letting it out into the universe and not focusing it or redirecting it back to where it could really be doing some good, healing your foot. So I explained to her what she needed to do. She just needed, anytime she got really, really angry about being there and her foot not healing and how painful the therapy was, she needed to think about that part of her foot that wasn't healing and just put all of her anger there, like point it all in that direction.
And be angry with it? You didn't tell her not to be angry.
No, the anger is a very strong emotional energy. And when you have a very strong emotional energy, you can use it to your advantage. And so she would do that while I was giving her Reiki. And even after the very first Reiki session I had with her, she actually said that her foot was starting to feel better, which surprised her. And when I left, she continued to do that process with herself. Anytime she would really, really feel angry, she would point it at her foot and tell her foot to heal. And it ended up that she healed much faster than anyone expected. She completed her physical therapy, and she went home.
That is a wonderful story. That's a wonderful story because most people don't really think that way. You know, we think about we're angry at the process that we're, you know, that she was angry with the whole thing, that she had to leave her home, be in the hospital, or be in the nursing home, do the rehab. And she was just angry at the whole process. And you helped her to divert her anger into healing.
Absolutely.
And she used that energy that she was using to be that anger energy to heal herself rather than to keep her body from healing. And that's my next question. How was she using anger in a way that was keeping her from healing?
Well, she had all of that energy building up in her in anger, and she wasn't using it productively. She was just being angry. It was like blowing smoke, and it wasn't really going anywhere. It was just sitting around her. So if she could redirect that energy to her foot and tell it to heal, she could actually move her own energy, because you have control over your own energy. She could move all of that energy down to her foot. And it doesn't matter if it's angry or if it's joy, whatever that strong emotional feeling is, that's the energy. And you can direct it anywhere you want. You can direct it to yourself. You can direct it to somebody next to you. You can direct it to someone across the world, or technically across the universe.
Well, you know, that's amazing, because in many therapies, one of the first procedures that I hear is that to relax and to let the energy, let the anger go, and to let it drain, so that you can use positive energy to heal the body. But what you're saying is it doesn't make any difference. Let her use the anger and project it on the healing of the foot. Is that accurate?
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. Because if you have anger and you've got it really strongly, very strong emotions are very powerful energies. And when you take an energy that's that powerful and direct it somewhere and give it, you know, a job to do, it will do that job.
What?
It will do that job. So you literally can't be angry while you're healing yourself. So you're just redirecting that anger to healing energy.
Well, that is a different focus, because as I said many times, you hear, you know, we want to release the anger, let it go, and be in a more positive place. And you're saying, no, direct the anger appropriately. If you're angry at your foot for not healing, direct it to your foot.
Yeah.
And use it appropriately.
Yes, absolutely.
Excellent.
You have it, exactly.
Okay. Well, if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Take Charge of Your Life. This is your host, Elena Bobrow, and we're talking with Renee Arledge, a certified Aroma Freedom Technique practitioner, a Reiki practitioner, and an owner of Reiki for Transition. And she is talking about how to use energy in a totally different way that many of us may have thought about. Can you give us some more examples? That was a wonderful example of redirecting the same emotion, but all to do a positive, have a positive outcome.
Yeah. I will go back to where you were saying about other therapies where they tell you to, like, let go.
Yes,
of
relax.
Whatever it is that you're holding onto. And that's a big part of what I do. I help people to let go of grief and anxiety and stress and addictions and emotional residue from trauma and that sort of thing. And when I use Reiki to do that, what I will have the person do when they are in session with me is to really be in touch with whatever it is that they do want to let go. And while we are in session, while I'm giving somebody Reiki, that is their job, is to feel that very strong emotion or that pain or that addiction or that trauma and to be present with it and then to physically feel it lift and go.
So
that's another way to have people direct their energy.
Yes, yeah, so you're not having them try to let go of the energy that is bothering them. You're having them concentrate on the energy and use it positively.
Yes, because that which we can acknowledge, we can overcome.
Ah, say that again.
That which we can acknowledge, we can overcome. So instead of trying to suppress whatever it is that's holding us back, we need to confront it. We need to be present with it and say, I don't want you anymore, and let it go.
And you own it.
Yeah, you have to own it before you can kick it out the door.
Well, I think that is a very good illustration. And we're going to talk more about this. You volunteer in the nursing home. Now, I had mentioned earlier in the program that you don't have to be present in your office. Do you work with the people who are not in your office as well?
I do. I have a worldwide practice, so to speak. I use the telephone, obviously, for, you know, people that don't have a computer. But if you have a computer, I actually use an application called Zoom, and it's a private meeting room, so I could actually see the person on the other side, and they can see me, and we can have a conversation, and I can share, you know, folders and pictures and all kinds of things with them. But I can do a Reiki session through the phone or directly looking at somebody on the other side of a computer screen.
Well, we're going to talk more with Renee Arledge when we return to Take Charge of Your Life on WDIY.
In 2018, WDIY is celebrating 23 years on the air. If you listen to WDIY, support the station by becoming a member today. Members are our most reliable source of support. We couldn't be here without you. To become a member, visit WDIY.org or call 610-694-8100, extension 7. WDIY, serving the Lehigh Valley and beyond.
Welcome back to Take Charge of Your Life. Hello, this is Elena Bobrow, your host. And this evening, we're talking with Renee Arledge, a certified Aroma Freedom Technique practitioner, a Reiki practitioner, and a transition specialist, and owner of Reiki for Transitions. And we're just delighted to have you as a guest this evening, Renee Arledge.
I am delighted to be here, Ellie.
Well, you know, in many of the newer therapies, there has been a concentration upon relaxation and meditation and trying to let go of the emotions that have been a burden or been bothersome to you. And what you're saying is, your Reiki is saying, redirect that and own that energy. Don't let it go. Own it and use it in a more positive way. Is that accurate?
That is accurate, Ellie. I often have people who have a very strong emotion about something actually use that energy, that very strong emotional energy, towards that goal that they're trying to achieve, whether it's healing a part of their body or it's changing a part of themselves.
Can you give us an example of that?
Sure. I was working with a woman who was in Florida, okay? So we can do Reiki on a distance level. So
you were working on the telephone.
We were actually working in a Zoom chat room, which is an application that you can use on the computer where you can see each other.
All right.
And when we connected, she was actually suffering from some trauma that she had when she was a small child. And we would actually go into the session, and we would actually start relaxing. We would take a couple cleansing breaths and get comfortable and relaxed and become open to the Reiki transfer. And you need to do that. A person needs to be open to receiving the Reiki transfer. And when we did that, she let me know what she wanted to work on was this trauma that she had when she was a small child. And we talked a little bit about it, and her emotions got very strong. And I said, this is what I want you to do. Grab hold of that emotion. I want you to, like, be really, really present with it. And then, as I'm giving you Reiki, I want you to feel it. I want you to feel where you're feeling it in your body. I want you to bring up that memory. And then I'm going to give you Reiki, and as I'm giving you Reiki, I want you to physically feel this trauma lift away from you. Physically move it away from you in your mind. And as we did that, that's what she did. And, I mean, there were some tears going on, and we had to stop a little bit for a little while, and then we went back into it. But even at the end of the very first session, she said that she felt much lighter. And it did take us maybe 2 or 3 sessions for her to completely clear that, but it was a wonderful experience for her, and it really worked. But you really do have to own those things that you stuff that are holding you back. We stuff a lot of emotions through our experiences, and if we don't acknowledge them, we can't overcome them. So we really have to be present with it when we're ready to let it go, and the Reiki energy actually helps to lift it away.
But the Reiki energy works only when you acknowledge what you are stuffing and what you are trying to prevent yourself from knowing. Is that correct?
Well, I can use Reiki energy just to balance somebody, too. So I've had people that come to me just to kind of get a balance to themselves.
Can you give us an example?
Yeah, they've been under a lot of work pressure and home life pressure, and they just feel like they're out of whack. You know, like they feel like a jigsaw puzzle instead of like a solid person. And they would come to me, and we would just turn on some music and lower the lights and just let them relax, and I would give them Reiki. And that's what we would do. We just kind of balance their energy from the top of their head to the bottom of their toes. And it's an unusual experience for everyone. Everybody feels it a little bit differently. Some people get insights. Some people see colors. Some people just feel like they're completely relaxed and light and floating. And then when they're complete, they feel like they've just woken up from a nice nap.
So does that relieve the stress that they've come in with from, let's say they've been at the office and they've had some dealings with either the boss or other coworkers who have been picking on them or, you know, or some kind of frustration?
Yeah.
But what you're saying is, and I want to make sure that you did do relaxation, but do they first have to own that frustration that they're dealing with at the office, or they have to own it and know exactly what they're dealing with?
Yes, they come in knowing that they are stressed out, and they feel it. Like, they don't even have to think about it. They feel it. They're not even not acknowledging it. They know it. And then when they get on the table, they just turn it off. They let it go. They physically say, I'm not going to be stressed anymore. I'm going to let go of this problem I had with my boss, or I'm not going to allow this person to bother me anymore, or driving to work is not, I'm not going to get, you know, angry driving to work. So whatever it is that they feel is stressing them out, they need to just acknowledge it and let it go.
And the Reiki energy that you send, can you describe that, what that is?
Well, Reiki energy really is a life force energy. In fact, Reiki is a Japanese term, and it's two words, actually. Rei, which means universal, or all-encumbering, and Ki, which means life force energy. So Reiki really is universal life force energy, or all-encumbering life force energy.
Now, is this Japanese, did you say?
It's Japanese.
Japanese.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Reiki actually has a history that dates back over 100 years in Japan. And it was practiced there for a long, long time. Then it went underground for a little while after World War II. And then it just recently resurfaced and became popular again in the 80s and the 90s.
But what's most interesting is that you're saying that each of us has the capacity to mobilize our own energy in our bodies to help us heal.
Absolutely. Reiki is something that we are all blessed with. It's a gift of the spirit, so to speak. And everybody has it. And, I mean, moms, of course, know about Reiki, even though they don't call it Reiki. But anytime you have a child that gets a scraped knee or, you know, has a scraped elbow or cut on their finger, what does mom do? Mom just kisses it and makes it better. That's kind of like Reiki.
So she's giving positive, loving energy.
Absolutely.
To the bruised area, and that makes it feel better. So there,
yep.
Number one, it's a physical contact, and number two, there's an emotional aspect where the child feels, you know, embraced in love and good positive spirits.
Absolutely, that is basic Reiki.
Well, that is wonderful to know. So we have actually what you're saying is each of us has the capacity to use Reiki. We don't know that we have it, but what you do is you help us and encourage us to use our energy to help us heal. Is that accurate?
That is accurate. It's very accurate. We all have the ability to do Reiki. We just have to learn how to do it.
And one of the factors that prevents us from using our energy is our involvement with frustration. We're so involved with, quote-unquote, the problem. We're, quote-unquote, involved with the energy that is coming in the office, and where people are either criticizing us or not being appreciative, and we're so involved with our hurt, our frustration, that we need you to help us refine the energy, the positive energy, to cope.
It's true. Everything in our environment knocks us off of our naturally designed state to be in balance. So everything we see, we hear, we smell, we taste, we touch, everything that we come in contact with has the ability to move us out of our natural state of being in balance. So Reiki actually helps to bring you back into that natural state of balance.
So that we each have the capacity to heal ourselves. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, absolutely. We can all, we've been, you know, divinely given a master blueprint to heal ourselves.
Now, at the beginning of the program, you talked about this woman in the nursing home, and she had a physical problem,
mm-hmm.
and that she was coping with. Can you give us another physical problem that you may have been that you have dealt with effectively with Reiki?
Yes, I also worked with a gentleman who actually came to me as a referral from a massage therapist. And this gentleman had been suffering for years with seizures. And the doctor could not pinpoint it. He did not have epilepsy. It was not caused by any kind of autoimmune disease. He just, every now and then, and the seizures were quite dramatic. They were kind of like an epileptic seizure. They're very strong, very powerful, and he literally couldn't move. And he had tried everything to try to get rid of this issue. And he came to me and told me what his issue was, and we worked on it. And once again, I wanted him to be present with that feeling of his muscles tensing and having a seizure and that sort of thing. And he did actually have a seizure while I was working on him on the table, but we worked through it. And even after the first session, he said that he felt different, but he wasn't exactly sure how. And he went home, and I called him 3 days later, and he did not have a seizure in those 3 days, which was unusual because he was having them daily.
That's amazing. So, you know, when you talk about seizures, and I don't know, I think of Parkinson's illness. Is Reiki something that can help with an illness like Parkinson's?
Well, Reiki can really help you with just about anything that you are working on. Everybody is a little bit different, so it's going to affect everybody a little bit differently. And there are some, I mean, Reiki is not a miracle cure. I have to say that. It's not a miracle cure. And a lot of times the process will take just as long to undo something as it took for you to have that particular issue. So if something took you 5 years of poor eating to achieve, it might take you 5 years of Reiki therapy to get rid of.
I want to thank you, Renee, for pointing that out, that it's not a miracle, but it's certainly a positive energy that we can look for. Thank you, Renee Aldridge, certified Reiki therapist, for helping us to take charge of our lives by understanding that there is a therapy available which utilizes all of our emotions, and we don't necessarily have to be present in the therapist's office, but we have to have a mindset that's open to receiving the energy that Reiki offers. If you would like more information, you can contact Renee Aldridge at 570-842-6280 or at her website or at you also have
a Facebook page. Reiki for Transitions, yeah.
Say that again, Reiki for Transitions.
Thank you again
for helping us to take charge of our lives on WDIY.
Ellie, before you go, can we just get that last contact information cleaner, please? Pose it as a question, just a simple question.
How can we, Renee, how can we get to you on Facebook?
You can find me on Facebook at Reiki for Transitions. You can also call me at 570-575-3077.
Thank you again for listening. Thank you, Neil Heaver, producer. See you all on the radio next Monday evening at 6:30 p.m. when I again invite you to take charge of your life on WDIY.